welcome back to the Baron Files podcast. What are we? Episode 22. Two little ducks.
Yeah.
Episode 22. That's correct, too.
I'm pretty sure.
I know we've lost a bit of count of late. We've missed another week, Grant.
Oh, a few days.
A few days. We're probably a few days behind.
Yeah, we're fucking slack.
We are. We are very
selfish
slack.
Wives.
Yes. That's what it is. That's what keeps us away from the Baron HQ.
Yeah,
it's
that's
our
right.
wives.
That's right.
Yeah. Not us. Don't
exactly
don't go pointing the finger at me.
I was more than happy to shuck a couple of bunk beds in the corner.
Exactly.
Well and truly. Big week, mate.
Has been a big week for me, mate. Has been quite the week. How about you?
Yeah, pretty massive week actually.
Yeah.
Massive week.
Work.
Yeah, I went to Queensland for a couple of days. I went to Queensland for less than 48 hours.
Queensland? I thought you went to Melbourne.
No, I went to Queensland.
Oh, wow.
Twin Waters, Sunshine Coast.
Oh.
It's a fucking long way to go for a day, though.
Yeah.
Day of it. And it wasn't even a day of entertainment. It started at lunchtime.
Couldn't the boss have given you an extra day over there, mate?
Renee, no.
I was talking about you. It was a work trip.
Yeah. And I was in a bit of a hurry to get home. Kids don't like dad leaving. It didn't go down real well.
Nah, fair enough.
So
I'd hate you leaving too.
Yeah,
mate.
Well, I'm pretty fucking. It's a beautiful
Baron
place.
Baron podcast listeners don't like you leaving either because it just prolongs their next episode.
It was hard. And the worst thing about getting to the airport, I couldn't get from fucking hounded.
Yes.
Hounded. Media.
I get it.
So actually, I was fucking celebrity spotting. I was in two airports, right? Oh, actually, I think those were all in Melbourne. I've seen Adam Goods.
Yeah, right.
Can still play. He hasn't had the blowout.
I bet he'd be still slim and in pristine
playing
condition.
Condition. He wasn't sporting the love handles. I was rocking up the fucking tunnel like a deer. Pristine. So Kerry O'Keefe.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yep. Tassie Tigers cricket team on the way to WA to get absolutely fucking belted.
Oh, did they get pumped? I didn't even look at it. I'm into footy season now, cricket's gone by the wayside for me.
It is probably a bit late. Oh, no, footy's early, I think.
I think it is.
Grant Birchall, former AFL star.
Three-time AFL premiership player.
Pardon?
Two-time.
Four times.
So he played in 2008 as
one
well.
One less than Booker T. That's right. Yeah, he got drafted in 2005.
Yeah, very nice. Speaking of celebrity spotting, Crent, I was watching the St Kilda Collingwood game on Thursday night. Well, it's not sport. It's related to, but it's more celebrity spotting.
Right.
Crent.
Right.
If you wouldn't mind. So let's watch this and just see what happens.
Fuck up, Joel Selwood.
Now watch closely. Did you see that, Crent?
No.
Who's that? That's the fucking Baron on national TV, Crent. At the MCG Thursday night. Spud Frawley game. I did. I made the trip over to Melbourne. I was over there.
Look at you. You kind of smiled.
I didn't know the camera was on at that stage.
Everyone else was standing up, and you couldn't fuck stand up.
Can I tell you a story about this situation? Now, I'll put the video up on the socials for the people.
Yeah,
but these two people here had caused a little bit of a kerfuffle.
Ah, right. Bit of a
ruckus. They were already sitting there when I came to my seat. I said, hello, how are we? Lovely to meet you. And then this fine group of young gentlemen and one lady came down and said, I believe you're in my seat. I said, I believe I'm not. And I was not.
Ah, right.
These two people had sat in the wrong seat, which caused the next two people to sit in the wrong seat.
Right.
Absolute kerfuffle during the game, mind you, Crent.
So it was already kicking.
We were playing. Well, you've seen that scene.
Ah.
That is what just happened, and that was where I was.
Oh, so that's why. Yeah, wow. Yes.
But no, I was...
It's a wonder they didn't catch you actually saying... Fuck off, mate.
69,000 people there, Crent, and I was the loudest one.
I can imagine.
I was the loudest one.
I did hear them after the game. A couple of players said, oh, it felt like 85. I think you were that different.
No, made my way onto national TV there, Crent.
Celebrity spotting.
The funny thing was, later on in the game, it was, I'll just turn this off now. Later on in the game, it was in the third quarter.
Premiership quarter, though.
Yeah, premiership quarter. This is where we did win it, actually. Darcy Wilson was having a shot right in front of me. He was right in the Telstra box, right in front of me, right?
Yep.
And the big screen was on, side on view, and I'm here. Oh, here we go, lads. Young fellas next to me, they were in a few beers, as was I, Crent, as you could imagine.
Yep.
I said, well, here we go, boys. We're going to get on TV here. And I'm up here like this. here I am, here I am. And I was on it. I was on the big screen. Oh, yeah, this big blob with his arms waving. I thought, I'm going to go and check this out on KO. Showed the back on view. I wasn't even to be seen during the fucking movie. Fuck, I was pissed off. Because that's what I wanted to show. I wanted to show that.
Wait, so you went back and watched it on KO to see this moment?
Just to see this moment. Was not there.
Desperate for your 15 minutes of fame. You're up for about 4 hours of fame, actually. You've had more than your 15 minutes.
Yeah, I have. I've probably troubled the media more than I would have thought early on. But fantastic game. My first time at the MCG since I was 18 years of age, Grant.
It is an incredible place.
Ah, unbelievable. So I thought I'd buy myself a front row seat. I'm a member, so I got a little bit cheaper, which was lovely. And, yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it, especially getting a win over Collingwood, mate.
Would have been pretty special.
Yeah, it was pretty special. I'll tell you what, though, in the last quarter, they were coming at us. They kicked three in a fucking row.
Yeah.
And that fucking Collingwood army, it's fucking loud,
it
mate.
It is, yeah.
And they start that Collingwood. I'm thinking, fuck off the lot of yous. Fucking go home. Just let it play out from here. We're going to win.
Yeah.
And then we banged one home and it was getting late. And then all of a sudden the stands just emptied.
Yep.
Yeah.
They fuck off quick.
Got a nice little high five from Darcy Wilson and
Eric Banner.
No, I wish.
He's usually about.
I wish. And another young fella, number 21. What was his name? Oh, we'll move on. I'll think.
Eric Banner didn't want to go because he heard he was going to be the second most famous person in the crowd, and he had no interest in being relegated.
One of the young fellas across from me did recognise me.
Really?
Yeah, he had a bit of a moment.
You're the Baron. And all the other people went, who the fuck's the Baron?
Exactly, pretty much. One guy asked for a photo in the toilets, which was kind of weird.
Oh, right.
But hey,
were
I obliged.
A piss?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Didn't have little
did
Baron
take
in my hands.
Did you take a photo of your cock?
Did not have a little Baron in my hands. So,
fair enough.
Philippou. Matthias Philippou was the other one that gave me a high five. Can't think of his name.
Yeah. I don't mind him. He goes
right. Yeah, superstar.
He'd be pretty good. Very good.
No, but that was my week, Crane. I actually went over to Melbourne to shoot a commercial for a future sponsor of ours. A couple of things to work
just
out in the system
little,
stage.
We're still throwing a few numbers around here. And we'll see.
But I got to meet dual premiership player for the Hawthorn Football Club, Brad Sewell.
You got that one right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
He was an emergency.
I know that because...
He was an emergency in 2014.
Yes, he was. I know that because that was his last year because I had a chat to him.
Yeah. Good guy?
Great guy.
I met him at Penguin a few years ago. Very straight.
Yes, I was there that night.
Oh, correct. You were. Yeah, you met him.
My brother was quite drunk that night.
Nah.
Yes, he was.
Not as drunk as you the other time. With
no,
Milne.
Yes, well, I was that drunk when Stephen Milne and Leonard Hayes were there. I was married at the time and someone rang my mother to come and pick me up. I was that drunk.
Correct. And it took a few of us to get you out the fucking door.
I could imagine.
Yeah. Not because you were fighting. We just couldn't fucking carry it.
That was in no condition to fight.
You weren't arguing. Yeah. You thought you were at home in bed, I think, the way you were fucking laying. You're just a dead weight. Fuck me, fuck. Yeah, speaking of the MCG, you know one of my favourite things about the MCG?
What is it?
Going to get something to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming out with a cold pie and a warm beer and it costs you about $48. There you go.
Not the cheapest place to drink.
Fuck no.
No.
It's the dearest place in the world.
$15 a go.
I'm pretty sure it's about 15.
Yeah, well, I don't drink beer, Crank, as you know.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So I was on the alcoholic squashes.
The gym. Right.
Quite nice.
Nice. Yes. They'd fucking want to be.
Yeah, they're quite nice. But, I was
drinking about 8 seconds
I was going down double parked each time.
You got to try it for. Yeah.
They dropped it back to two.
They've dropped it back to two?
Yeah, they had dropped it back to two. No, sorry. At the start of the game, it was four.
Yep.
But I didn't worry about that. I was just going for twos, you know. Just
no, I get four.
In and out. And then...
it's fucking warm at the start anyway. You're not going to lose anything in the fucking next hour.
But no, by the end of the game, well, by halfway through the game, they dropped it back to two.
Can't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, 69,000 people there, Crent. People drinking. They're running out.
I don't think they're running out.
Mate, the fridge was half empty.
Restriction of service thing, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, but the fridges were half empty.
Bastards. All right. Anyway, fan mail, Nath.
Oh, here we go. That's not working because I haven't turned it up, Crent.
Right.
So we'll try that again.
Slide that upward then and we'll be away.
We'll take this one down.
Beautiful.
We don't need that at the moment. What a fan,
what a mighty big fan. What a fan, what a mighty big fan.
I'm not allowed to touch it, so
no.
I couldn't tell you.
Now, at the moment, you can probably have it because I'm the one fucking it up over it. But hey, we're getting there.
I've got some fair mark from our mate Ken Arkley, Lord Kenneth.
Yep.
I've had a bit of a fuck up.
Oh, you have?
When he said Bathurst, He lives in Bathurst, New South Wales.
I was thinking, hang on a second, Bathurst is in Australia. Is there a Bathurst in the UK?
Yeah, so he's got, hey guys, I can send the eggs, but I need a PO box address, and I'm in Bathurst, not the fucking UK. Bathurst, New South Wales, not the fucking
UK. So these peanut butter eggs, is there the...
They're Australians, yeah. They're so Australian. We should be able to go and purchase them, Ken. You won't send them through. So we'll go and purchase them, and we'll sample them, and let you know what they're like.
If we haven't got them by next episode, though, we might have to get you to send
them. We might have because we're both going to forget. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And he's going with it, Krent, to keep up the sport.
Oh, with a K.
Krent with a K.
Wow, wee. So,
as you know, I love being called Brett.
And so, he's a wanker sportsy too. Although I started the show with, it wasn't sport,
yeah, it's
was
straight
it?
To sport.
It was superstar spotting is what it was.
And it was your favourite thing. So it was sport, but it was solely about you, which is your favourite.
Fact.
So he's going, Krent, keep up the sport. So Krent with a K, I like it. Nathan, sort out where I can get a hoodie. Lord Kenny from Bathurst.
All right. Well, funny you say that. I did post an ad during the week telling people to go to the link. And didn't post the link.
Ah, good.
Yeah, so yeah. I've pumped a bit of
helpful.
Money. Because I actually paid to advertise this for the hoodies to make sure that people saw it.
Yep.
Lots of people saw it, however.
Couldn't purchase.
I couldn't, so I had to go through and reply to all the comments going, yeah, this is the link, this is the link, this
you
is the link.
Fucking nailed that.
But I have just rectified that problem just prior to recording this, so all right. It should be up and ready.
Sensational.
By the time you're hearing this, it should be up and ready to go.
You're away.
If it's not, let me know. I'll see if I can go and figure it out again.
I probably fucked it up again.
Yeah. I've never done paid advertising really before, so.
Right, yeah. So it goes. Right, moving along, Nath. As you mentioned, I had a quick fucking whirlwind trip to the mainland.
Yes.
Back.
As now, did I. But anyway, that's all about you. That's
I want to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big guy. I wouldn't call myself. I'm a bit of a pissant, actually.
Would not put you in the category of
large
big or
large,
yeah. No. Yeah. Not even medium.
You wouldn't call me medium?
No, you are medium. Sorry,
medium.
You're not small.
I'm a medium build, yeah. I'm a pissant.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the toilet in the airplane.
Oh,
for me as a nimble character, it was.
I feel
a
sorry for you, my son, young grasshopper. Yeah,
it was a fucking nightmare. Now you're a powerhouse of muscle, mm-hmm. top to bottom.
Yep.
Not an ounce of fat. You're just a thick
individual. Not one ounce.
How the fuck?
Plenty
do you
of
go?
Ounces of fat.
Have you ever tried to shit on an airplane, Nathan?
I have had to once.
You have?
Yes.
How did you physically do it?
I can't remember because I so Krent, now I've flown a lot in my time.
That's true.
So part of my job, I was
back when you're running BHP.
I used to be a FIFO worker from Tasmania to Western Australia.
CEO of BHP.
Yes, well, CEO. Well, when I applied for the job, I went to the interview, and the guy that was interviewing me said, "What job are you applying for?" I said, "Owner."
He's seen the funny side of it.
He said, "I can put you in the truck." I said, "Don't worry,
it will start with that." Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, so it was 102 flights a year for me to fly. So, but fuck. only once did I ever have to
really
go number twos,
yeah,
on a plane. And what happened was we were flying from Perth to Newman at the time, and I got this feeling in my guts. I was feeling a bit crook. I'm like, "Fuck, I'm gonna have to go for a no."
Yep.
Up I waltzed. Destroyed the joint. But I can't remember because I was feeling sick.
Yeah, right.
And ended up being off work for the first 3 days at work because I was doing the same thing in my toilet in my room.
Oh, wow.
Along with bringing it up from the top end as well.
Both ends, yes. Yeah.
So, yes, I can't remember, but it would have been tight.
Oh, fuck, they're a nightmare. Like, you fucking can't turn around. You can't fucking...
No.
They're just horrible.
Yeah.
But that's my other thing. Surely there is no need for them to be that fucking small.
No, there isn't.
Another 250 mil isn't going to kill you,
that's
is it?
Right, yeah.
Like, it's why the fuck do they have to be as big as a fucking kid's locker at school?
People can walk sideways past that bit, so just bring it out of touch.
Just, what's the
fucking... Lose a fucking seat.
Yeah, take two off.
Lose a seat.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just fucking, because it is bad. Like, because one thing I did do when I was on the planes is drink a lot.
Yeah, I knew.
And when you drink... What happens? It's got to come out
you
somewhere,
piss,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
And even pissing in these things is tight.
Oh, nightmare. That's what I told you. I don't have piss. Yeah. Yeah,
oh, you went, I thought you went for a shit.
No, I only had a piss. It was
hard. Yeah, well, I went for a piss, mate. And it was tight, like I'm hunched over.
Yeah, you can't.
Look like the hunchback of Notre fucking Dame.
I can imagine.
Right, trying to take a fucking piss.
And you drop your headphones in your piss.
Yeah, fuck, mate. No good.
It's a whole big deal.
No good, Krent.
So fuck airplanes. And that was my other thing. They don't have to be that big.
So I used to avoid pissing. So when the fucking plane landed, me fucking back teeth are fucking floating.
Yeah.
Fuck me, mate. Like, yeah.
And
full
they had
the brim.
Pale ale was the sole beer on board the Qantas flight. Both ways.
Oh, no. Now, I don't know if that's good or not. I don't drink beer, so.
Well, it's not. And I just think, fuck you, Qantas, because they've done that because they just don't want to give much away. And people are going to say, well, that's shit. I'm not drinking it. Fuck it.
Well, possibly.
So
their wine's usually pretty good, though.
Yeah, not a big wine man. Not a big wino.
Okay,
anyway, that's just me.
That's where I cut my teeth.
That's just I know. Trevi. Yeah. The goon bag. But one fucking funny thing about the flight, you know how they The best thing about flying back in the day when you were a kid, they used to have the real new movies on the fucking in-flight.
Oh, yeah. Real, yeah
sometimes
yeah,
still at the pictures. Yeah. Like, sometimes still at Village
yep,
Cinema.
Yep.
Guess what we had on?
Oh, I remember this. But tell me because I've forgotten.
Notting Hill.
That's it. I was going to say Four Weddings and a Funeral, but it was Notting Hill.
Notting Hill would have to be 30 years old.
Yeah, but it was one of the old planes, wasn't it? I can't believe they've fucking upgraded those.
I wouldn't say it was that old.
The amount you pay for a fucking flight these days and you don't have your own entertainment on the back of everyone's head.
You sit there like that looking up at the fucking...
Yeah, get fucked. I had a plane... When I flew over to Melbourne the other day,
yep.
No TVs at all.
Nah, the Melbourne ones are shit.
And when we got on, when we fucking got on, they said, oh, our in-flight entertainment isn't available today, so please download something on your own device. You pack of fucking cunts, Qantas. I hope they want to sponsor us, though. Well,
public toilets nearly have Wi-Fi these days.
Yeah, that's it.
And even the plane from fucking to Melbourne can't have Wi-Fi.
I hope they want to sponsor us. I'll fucking take their money back.
Yeah, well, fuck, they should.
The amount the umpteen thousands of dollars I've spent with Qantas in my time. Well, I had this, I think it might have been episode 2 or 3 when you I had did. The issue when I went to Adelaide.
You did have a bit of an issue with your old mate Qantas.
I'll tell you what, now they're back again. There's a fucking common denominator here, Crent.
That's right.
And it's fucking Qantas.
It's usually Jetstar, but this time it's Qantas.
This time it's Qantas.
But Dave, Notting Hill was one of the fucking great movies, but I was just looking at it like, surely to fuck. There was something from the last 12 months they could have got their hands
on. Yeah, exactly. Are we putting Notting Hill in one of the greatest movies?
It's fucking funny. Spike is one of the best characters.
Look, I can't remember it.
Really?
So that,
go and watch it.
That suggests
go and jump on a plane and it'll be fucking on.
That suggests to me that it wasn't one of the best.
It's fucking funny. Oh, wow. Moving along, this one you sent me, Nath, that someone tagged you in.
Oh, I don't remember it. And how long ago was this?
Oh, about a week, so.
No hope.
You've been drunk 4 times since then, so. An Oregon high school boys basketball player was kicked in the head by a cheerleader from his own team.
Oh, yes!
During pre-game introductions before a state tournament game in Portland. Centauri Martino, a senior for Barlow High School, was jogging toward half court after being introduced as a starter when a cheerleader caught him in the head with her feet as she finished a backflip.
Just flew through
Martino
the legs
immediately
up.
Hit. He does go down like a sack of shit.
Yeah.
And lay on the court for several minutes. He did not feature in the game. He was actually going to start. Barlow went on to win 69-39 in the consolation bracket game. They played again Saturday morning. Martino did not play Saturday.
Oh, he'd have been under the concussion,
wouldn't
he?
Still fucking injured. Yeah, he did not play. He's a two-sport star. He's a first-team All-League wide receiver and cornerback.
Can
and
play then. Plays, can take a hit too then.
And plays basketball. Well, apparently fucking not.
No fucking helmet on, mate. That's your problem.
But she's doing the whole thing and fucking bang. You'll put the video up on socials, Nate?
Oh, I can't remember the video.
I'll send it to
her. Yeah, right.
Remind me to send it to
her. Yeah, you can put it up on socials then.
Not real good with Charlotte.
You do have access.
I've got an Atari at home.
You'll
mate.
Be able to figure it out, mate.
You reckon?
Give it to the young bloke.
Righto. Yeah, you could probably do it.
Yeah.
Microsoft Word? Is that how you put it on there? I've just got Windows
98.
Just got Windows 95. Is that the latest?
Yeah. Nah, you'd be spot on, mate. Fine? Still up to date.
SimCity. SimCity was a fucking good game. Remember SimCity?
It
was hard.
I was more Space Invaders.
Oh, you're back. Yeah. Oh, I forget you are an old gun. Yeah. Very, very simple. Oh, you'll like this one. Moving right. Current events, of course, this is. Austrian village finally changes town name. It's been the butt of jokes and a tourist highlight for years. Now, long-suffering residents in this Austrian village have had enough. The small Austrian town of Fucking is set to...
Has it changed to fucked? No.
Probably should have. Yeah. It's changing its unfortunate name after long-suffering residents have been the butt of a number of jokes and stolen road signs.
Imagine how much money that fucking little village would have spent on fucking road signs.
Do you reckon one of their council workers, it's his job every day
to make sure that sign's there?
To get you going and put another
one up.
He just knows it's going to be gone. Yeah. He's just got a ute full of them and he goes and whacks them up, fills him into a smoke hole every day.
There's actually a warehouse full of fucking signs.
There's one company there that just makes them. Yeah, fuck, imagine them going missing.
Oh, that's brilliant.
The village has seen increased tourism due to its name, but it has also seen frequent thefts of the town sign.
Wow.
Fucking's community of around 100 people has been pushing for a name change for years, and now it's finally happening.
100 people?
100 people. The mayor.
Is it even a fucking town then?
No, it's a stretch of road.
It's a fucking...
It's a street. Not even, it's a street.
I've got more people in my street than that.
That's right.
And we're in a small town.
That's right. We're in a small fucking place to start with. Yes. It's a small fucking street.
We're in a small town that's in a small fucking state.
Mayor Andrea Holzner told Austrian broadcaster that OE24, the name will be changed to Fugging from January 1, 2021. Fugging.
Okay, so, right. Now, I get into social media. No, it's fucking not. Because I get into social media a bit like, and when you, and a lot of people now, when they, subtitles are a big thing.
Yeah.
So when someone says fucking, they change the subtitles to fugging.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They are using
so
that,
that
term.
Sign is for gonna... fugging is still going to get fucking stolen. And all the ones they've got in the warehouse are going to be no fucking good because they're spelt wrong now.
That's true.
So they're going to redo those too.
All that surplus stock.
Yeah. Fucking... God.
Oh, you would have just changed something different, wouldn't you? Why would you go to fugging?
Yeah, just fucking change just it change completely. It
to cunt or yes. something like that.
Like,
cocksucker.
See, Bob! Let's just change it completely. Like, that's yeah. this is no good.
It's not good. It's not
but
good.
Yeah, so, yeah. yeah, subtitles on your videos. You'll see it a lot now. People will notice this now that yep. I've said it. Changes to fugging.
Yep. Wow. I'll have a look. Like, is that like when they people write SEGs? S-E-G-G-S?
Yes, exactly. Exactly the same thing.
So it doesn't hit
the fucking... Yeah, so it doesn't hit the average. Me, I just put stars up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because yeah. I can't be bothered.
Every
going,
second
yeah.
word. Yeah. Oh, but it gets better. In 2018, Pornhub, which is a website, Nathan.
Never heard of it.
You wouldn't have heard of it.
No.
Gotta check history.
Not on my watch, mate.
No, it's on your phone.
Yeah, this one's not good.
Doesn't no screen. Gonna have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
In 2018, Pornhub announced it was offering free premium access to residents of fucking and towns with names such as Tits in Germany or Big Beaver in Pennsylvania, USA, United States.
With fucking prep, with fucking
they're getting
privileges
free
like
premium
that,
porn.
Privies like that, fucking leave the sign. Like, imagine it. The biggest pervert in the town. No, don't change the sign.
Straps himself to it the day before.
leave the town the way it is. That's why I moved here.
Just wants people to touch him when he gets to the pool down. Wearing a mankini. We all know him. We all know him.
Everyone knows him.
You can picture right now who you think of.
Absolutely.
100%. Yep. Hopefully it's not me.
No.
The town, which is 4 kilometres from the German border, was founded in the 6th century by Focko, a Bavarian nobleman, F-O-C-K-O.
So why didn't they change it to Focko then?
Well, that would make much more fucking sense.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere near as bad.
Exactly.
The existence of the village was documented for the first time in 1070, and historical records show that some 20 years later, the name was recorded in Latin as Adalpertus de Funkingen.
Move along.
That added nothing, did it? That added two sentences.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. It's still a bit more. The spelling of the name has evolved. It originally was spelled F-U-K-C-H-I-N-G. So you'd go with that.
Fushing.
Yeah. Like
just
that, there
knock
is a
the
way,
K out.
Yeah. There is a way around that.
Fushing. So like, fushing. Fuck yeah. me. Like,
but fucking hell. Wow. Yeah, but this is better. It's especially popular with British tourists. A local tour guide explained, the Germans all want to see Mozart's house in Salzburg. The Americans want to see where The Sound of Music was filmed. The Japanese want Hitler's birthplace, but for the British, it's all about coming to fucking.
That's fantastic.
They would love that too. They got
I didn't know there was a town like that. I've been. Where is it?
Austria.
Yeah. I've been to Austria. Didn't go to fucking though.
Didn't you?
No. Had you I known have. There was a place called fucking,
you would have commandeered the bus.
That entire tour bus would have got a photo at the fucking sign.
I can imagine. I would have took 10 just in case you lost one. We don't think like that in Australia, but we do have some pearlers of our own, such as Mount Buggery in Victoria.
Oh, yes.
You heard of that?
No. No.
Pisspot Creek and Lovely Bottom in Tasmania. Never heard of
them. Never heard of those. We should.
Never heard of them.
Do you know what then?
We should go there.
We should go. You and I should go for a quick trip and find out where that is.
Pisspot Creek.
And get some photos.
Well, I can drive. You can get blind at Pisspot Creek. Just knock over a couple of bottles of American honey real quick. And South Australia's Peculiar Knob iron ore mine.
Have heard of that?
You have.
Yes. Well, it's a mine, mate. I've heard of lots of those things.
Yeah.
Nothing in Western Australia?
Coburn.
Spelled Cockburn. At least they fucking pronounce it differently.
Yeah,
but
that's
but
right.
I've been there.
Cockburn.
I have been there. And there is this, it's a massive, it's not like a little sign either. It is fucking, it's like, you know when you go to the footy, like the local footy.
Yeah.
And around the fucking side, there's like big signs.
Yeah, yep. Around the
Cockburn.
Well, that
big,
is how
it's spelled. It used to be a big white sign with big black fucking writing on it. Cockburn.
That is how
I went,
it's spelled.
Are you fucking joking me? And they said, nah, it's pronounced Coburn, but that's how it's spelled. I said, that's a fucking joke.
That's not Coburn. Yeah. Someone's done that just to take the piss.
Yeah, that's
they obviously
it.
Had a sense of humour back hundreds of years ago. Yeah,
it's pronounced Coburn. Well, that's not what the fucking sign says.
Another couple of beauties I found. There's a place called Bald Knob in Queensland.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Bald Knob, West Virginia, sorry.
Oh, right, so not in Australia.
Not Australia, I was thinking. And Dick's Knob is a mountain in Georgia, United States.
Right.
Imagine if you were Dick's Knob. Good on Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick's Knob.
West Virginia. Oh, that should be a song.
Should be.
You know, there's that song, that West Virginia song?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they could
put that together. They could make that incorporate.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm going
to
have a quick whinge, Nath, before we get into more fun stuff.
Not a whinge.
Princess Catherine or Princess Kate, William's wife.
Are we going to whinge or?
No. Stick with me.
Okay,
troops.
Right.
Stick with me, troops.
Yep.
The fact that she copped so much shit and was chastised for editing some photos of her and her children, family photos, I don't give a fuck whether she airbrushed them a bit or fucked up, fixed some shit up.
What does it matter?
Who gives a fuck?
They're her photos.
She copped that much fucking shit about it, and no one gives a fuck anyway. All this shit, and then they was going, where is she? She's gone underground, can't find her, whatever. She's not fucking faced anyone. He's having an affair. Who's he having an affair with? Sure, it's one of the staffers. Yeah. Then she has to come out and make a video and tell the fucking world that she's got cancer.
Exactly.
What
I thought
the
that,
fuck?
I thought you were going to whinge at her.
No, I think she's one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Exactly. And I don't understand why people think it's okay to chastise her for fucking... I didn't know this about the photos.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you fucking want with your photos.
That's right.
They're fucking yours.
That's right. And people being so critical... I tell you what, I've done school drop-off or seen some people in the street before.
Yeah.
And you think, well, you know, you look like fucking Jennifer Aniston... on your Facebook.
Yeah.
See you live, you look like fucking Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
There is a fair bit of a photo editing going around.
Exactly.
Like,
and if like, I mean, I don't want to put, no, I'm not going to even say that. The amount of fucking people, I was going to genderize this.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna,
people,
because it's people, because it is.
Fuck yeah.
The amount of fucking people that use filters on their fucking profile picture.
100%. Yeah. Snapchats daily.
Fuck me.
I don't know how, so I don't. Yeah. And if I did, I'd make myself have more hair.
Yeah, exactly.
At the front, especially.
Yeah.
But I just fucking don't get it. I just can't
understand. There was a heap. I was posting all these videos on fucking TikTok for ages because I'm obviously a TikToker. Big I didn't even realise I had this enhanced thing on. And so every video enhanced your it was a fucking filter. I didn't even realise I had it.
Oh,
and like, I was finished. Like, oh, fuck me fucking. Oh, yeah, my face looks all right there. It looks like fucking, the bastard fucking sad for this thing, right? But and then someone said it to me. I was on live one time. They said, "Oh, you got to turn your enhanced down to go live." And I went, "What's enhanced?" And they said, "It's on all of your videos." I went, "Oh fuck no," because I'm not up. I don't like that stuff.
Maybe that's why some people do say, "Yeah, oh, that gun's ugly." That's
I had to have makeup on. Actually,
did you? Trent, did you go sweating that off?
No, it didn't sweat all day.
Didn't sweat.
Oh mate, I'm very
Farmy
impressed
Victoria,
with myself.
19-degree day.
Very impressed with myself. I didn't sweat. I did change out of my costume, if you will.
Yep.
Each time I didn't have to shoot just to make sure that I wasn't sweating the joint up. But I managed to stay reasonably dry.
Did Brad Saul sweat when he met you? You would have been nervous, wouldn't he?
He was a bit shaky when he shot.
He was a big guy. Yeah, so it's going to be one of them ads where you're going to do it, put all that work in, and then you end up getting like your lines cut and it just shows a quick photo of you or something.
Pretty
or you're definitely going to feature.
That's what's going to happen.
You don't do it a real lot?
I didn't have to say a lot of lines anyway.
Yeah, right.
No. It's going to be a YouTube ad. Once I get a copy of the ad, though, I'll...
Throw her up.
I'll throw her up, at least on mine, and if you're happy...
There
well, actually, given the fact they may be a sponsor of ours in the future, Trent...
There's options.
Right, we're very close.
Very close.
We are very close to getting signatures done.
Oh, you're still throwing a few figures around.
Yeah, there's a few figures about.
We'd like an extra couple of zeros.
Yeah, well, we'd like a couple of zeros.
They don't.
They want a couple less. Well, that's not going to happen, is it? Like, you know...
I don't think you can take any more off $8.50.
No.
I think
we're not doing 85 cents, are we, Chris?
There's no digits coming off. I fucking stand my ground. Put me foot down.
But no. I don't know how we got back to that. Oh, the makeup thing.
But yeah, so if you've been bagging Princess Kate, you're a fuckwit.
Yeah, you are. And that's
absolute
just fucking leave people alone.
Leave people
I know they're
alone.
Famous and she married into the fucking royal family and that sort of stuff, and she would have known this was going to happen.
Yeah.
But we've prized into this person's life so much so that she's had to come out and tell us something that was pretty private.
It's very private, extremely private. She's got young kids. Like, it'd be a fucking hell of a challenge.
Yeah.
So go and get fucked.
And let me tell you, if I had cancer, I wouldn't be up for talking about it.
No. I wouldn't be fucking open.
Especially with these fucking cunts that fucking have been bagging me out.
These pieces of shit people. And you could actually tell she didn't look overly well in that video. You could tell she had had... I thought you could tell compared to her normal.
Possibly, I didn't sort of take too much notice into that. Didn't dive too much into that.
The facts just piss me off. I just hate the fucking world sometimes. Yeah. I just think, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
There's a lot of hate online, and I cop a lot of it.
Yeah.
I put myself out there in the line of fire, though. Like, I'm not necessarily doing things that aren't uncontroversial.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
right,
the sauce in the cupboard and the fucking
and all that fucked up shit.
Hot food in the fridge. Yeah, people don't like that.
No, but most people don't give a fuck. Your wife doesn't like it. 98% of the population don't give a fuck.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, right, there is a
believe
fair...
Believe me, Crent.
There is a lot of them.
We're talking about hate comments here, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I'm only bringing it up because I cop a lot of hate for it.
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Eggs and bacon or bacon and eggs? Wowee, oh, mate.
Mind-blowing difference.
Controversy.
Well, the eggs are the star of the dish. Oh, no, you probably can't say believe that. Me, I'm a big
world,
bacon man.
The world says bacon and eggs, mate.
Really?
Do they? It is, but you go into a fucking shop... Right? You go into a
egg
shop.
Egg and bacon
it's an
roll.
Egg and bacon roll.
You don't see bacon and egg roll.
Exactly. You don't see bacon and egg roll. Bacon and egg muffin.
No.
Right? Which is fair enough, but I still would say that there'd be hundreds of thousands of people more each day buying an egg and bacon roll from a shop as opposed to going to one particular place to get a bacon and egg McMuffin.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So all I'm saying is my thing was...
Oh, that's a good point. Bacon and egg McMuffin is the common terminology.
Exactly, but egg and bacon roll. So what I'm saying is, though, I just think the most common terminology... I'm not saying that's what I say all the time. Yeah. I'm not saying this is the right way and this is the wrong way. All I'm saying is I think the most common terminology is egg and bacon.
I agree. That's a fact, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, Crank.
It ain't necessarily.
I'd say 80-20 in the comments, but I think they're just being... They want it to be bacon and eggs, so they're saying it's bacon and eggs.
Because that suits their narrative.
But it's
fucking,
but it's eggs and bacon. 100%. And I'll bet you they say eggs and bacon and don't realise they say it.
Yeah, that's exactly
That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm just trying to, I just like to invoke, is it invoke, that the word? Let's make an invoke.
What are you going to say?
People to think.
Yeah.
Just trying to invoke thought.
Not sure.
Regardless.
It is late.
Yes, it is, Grant. It is a late, we are doing this late at night.
My fault.
Tonight.
It's about the only fucking chance we get
Crent,
to do it.
Crent chooses to do fucking sports training and all this sort of bullshit. And
as I pointed out yesterday, though, the only reason I'm still doing this is because after 27 years, I'm still shit at it.
Yes. So. This actually surprises me. I spoke to you about this. You've been doing this fucking sport for 27 years and you're still practicing it.
Because I'm still fucking
terrible. You should know everything about it.
Nah.
Could you imagine if you go to work, right? You've been going to this workplace of business for 27 years, but you go home and you practice it every Tuesday and Thursday night just to make sure you've still got it right.
Still wearing a trainee badge after 27 years. Being supervised. Oh,
you'd be embarrassed, would you?
Yeah,
fuck it, oh.
Probably a fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point. Moving along to your favourite, people of Twitter. The Twitter posts.
Right. The is this the awkward?
Yeah, no. It's awkward, funny, just,
yeah.
Yeah, go under the one banner.
Yeah, all that. So this is basically social media posts X, formerly known as Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Yeah. Or Threads. I can't download that.
Threads is Instagram based.
Yeah, I know, but I can't. You'll have to show me later.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're off. About 20 years ago, I took in a boy to raise. His biological mother didn't want him anymore. He gets along so well with the other kids, but he never listens to me. So I contacted his biological mother. She doesn't want him back. She said he became my problem when I fucking married him. Reminds me of you.
So right. That's his step...
No,
so
it's his wife.
But it's his stepdad or...
What? No, it's his wife saying she took him in 20 years ago, but she married the cunt.
Hang on. No, can you read that again? Just read the... didn't it say he became your problem... When you fucking married me. So it sounds like that's his biological mother and this guy's the stepdad.
Where the fuck is there a dad involved? She said, so I contacted his biological mother, but she doesn't want him back.
Oh,
She said he became my problem when I married him. So she's married this guy.
Right. Sorry. Never mind. I fucking missed the entire narrative on that one.
Right, yeah.
So it's his wife ringing her mum.
It's his wife ringing the mum. So
I find that funny now.
It would have been all right originally. Yeah. But anyway.
That'll make a great video, that one.
Yeah, that's off to a flyer.
Yep.
This one's pretty basic. No lives matter. You're all cunts.
Well.
Flies in the face of
he'd be fun at parties. Real fun at parties. Yeah.
Like your mate that don't drink, smoke, or go to strippers. Yeah. You're like, oh, I can't wait to go to Melbourne with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking ball.
This is going to be amazing.
Keen for Legoland?
Yeah. Hate sport. Fucking a lot of it. Likes eating in. Sweet.
Oh, great. Yeah, just room service. Yeah, we'll just stay in those.
We'll get the most out of the room.
Yeah, fuck. We'll get the most out of the room. Yeah, cash in.
Yeah. Don't put the alcohol in the minibar, though.
Can't have fun. Paddy the Irishman. His wife said, Paddy, I wish I had bigger tits. Paddy responded, try rubbing toilet paper between them. She replied, do you think that works? Paddy, will it work for your ass?
That's as old as the hills, is that it? One. Oh, mate. I was telling that one in grade school.
No, I didn't know it was that old.
I don't even know why I said grade school then. We don't even call it grade school over here.
Where'd that come from?
Elementary school. No, primary
school.
You
do run with elementary.
Yeah. I do run elementary, yeah.
Yeah, so just quick. A few more slogans come through.
Oh, I haven't got a stinger for slogans. Nah. I need to get one for slogans because, you know,
I get excited
with slogans. Let's get excited, people.
We don't get enough of them. We need a few.
Yeah, we need more.
Anyway, so it's a waste removal company. Company comes in and collects shit.
Pump truck. Oh, a poo truck. Yeah,
truck, yep. Slogan on the back of the truck. Yesterday's meals on wheels. That's not bad, is it?
That is a brilliant.
That's pretty cool.
I like that a lot. Yesterday's meals on wheels.
Same industry. They're just on the back. Allergy warning. May contain nuts. It's sickening to think about.
I like the wheels. Because do you reckon everyone knows what Meals on Wheels is?
Oh, I believe so, yeah.
Well, Meals on Wheels
is pretty
like,
universal.
Yeah, okay, right.
I think that goes across. Yep. That transcends.
If you don't know what Meals on Wheels are,
send us a message.
Send us an email. Or a message. Or a comment.
Yeah.
A comment or something.
We're sticking with the shit trucks. Warning, carding political promises.
Political promises are shit. Yeah. Yes.
100%.
I don't know why I've got to explain this out
loud.
No,
thank you, though.
But it matters to me.
You've taken the sting out of every funny I've tried to crack in.
They've been great. I've loved them.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, yeah. Thank you. And same thing again. My father used to run a pumper business, and he had hats made for all his staff that just said, "We suck shit." How'd you rock it up to your kids under eight soccer wearing that?
What a great industry.
It is, isn't it?
It's a great industry for slogans, that is.
Fuck it, I think.
Yeah. Not great for tea time when you don't want to talk about it at tea time, but great industry for slogans.
And to take the piss with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a fun with it.
Oh, jeez, mate. Keeping you awake.
Yep.
Portaloos would be good for it as well, sleep. I reckon.
Yeah, fucking 100%. Yeah. And the last one come through, this one was not too bad. A funeral home, just had budget burials, cheaper and deeper.
That's good.
Not bad at all. All the rage, Nate.
I'll get a number for that.
Have you noticed now, funnily enough on social media, but people are doing these social media cleanses. Have you heard of a social media cleanse?
What are they doing? Getting away from social media for a week?
Getting away from the social media for 7 days or 30 days in some regard.
Oh, jeez.
Do you reckon you can handle it?
No.
You couldn't do it?
No.
Just for entertainment, or you just don't want to?
Can't do 10 minutes away without my phone. I've got to see how many likes I've got. You never know.
Something might have another one.
Fucking Gordon Ramsay might have liked one of my posts. You never know.
Well, has he actually liked an individual post yet?
I have no idea.
Or he just likes you as a...
too many likes.
Probably not going to see
hundreds
of thousands. Whoa. Can't just go through that. Yeah, no, she's all the rage, apparently, Nath. It makes you feel... What'd they say? Boost your mood in the real world and feel more engaged.
I've got to admit, though, Meg and I have spoken about it and... Probably a little bit less phone time after dinner.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
My missus is pretty good at it, but I quite often now I'll log out of Facebook. So if you go to get on again and you're not logged in, I'm just going, I can't be fucked.
There's effort involved.
Yeah, so that's a good way.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
You don't?
No.
It's like the push touch in.
No.
Ready. One more.
Yeah. My life I can see why people are doing it, but I just think people do it for the wrong reasons as well. They do it because they think it's cool.
Yeah.
And they want to tell people. And then they'll come back. So they do it. Right, for 30 days, and they come back and spend the next fucking 30 days, day in, day out, telling everyone on social media how good it was not to be on fucking social media. Yeah. Fuck off then, wanker. Don't fucking tell me about it. It's trendy.
Go away.
All it is fucking trendy, so fuck off with your trendy bullshit.
Fair enough.
If you're going to off social media, get off fucking social media. You don't need to announce your fucking departure.
It's like
fuck off.
It's like 16, 17 years ago when everyone started dressing like they were fucking homeless, and it just became cool.
Really?
Yeah, everyone just started wearing old shit, op shop clothes.
But were they announcing it, though?
Yeah,
or was that more the ferals? More the ferals, hipstery sort of.
Yeah, hipsters. What
they just started doing it.
Fashionistas just started.
Yeah,
getting
yeah. That can fuck off too.
Saying that, I dress like I'm homeless now, but purely because I still wear shit that I wore in 2005.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be cool. I just have not bought new clothes for a very long time.
I actually have a wifing that I just thought of.
Oh,
not from me.
Who is it?
This is from our good friend Dustin Crawford.
Ah, Dust.
Yes. You did a job, thought you'd done right, but in she comes, and now you've been wived. Hey, yeah, now you've been wived. Right, so the other day, Crawf was home crook from work. And they had a guy coming over from Sydney, Western Australia, somewhere, right? Coming over to do, like, for work-wise, to go and have a look at some electric stuff. You know, go down. He was coming over anyway.
Whatever.
And couldn't get home from the airport. So Crawf said, oh, look, I'm Crook. I'll come and get you. Goes and gets him, right? Driving through the beautiful town of Burnie. Driving back through the beautiful town of Burnie.
Correct.
Look at this man. He's about mid-50s, I think, in the passenger seat. And there was a homeless man standing in the middle of the road, waving his arms around like a fucking headless chicken, and not because the headless chickens waved their arms around.
That's
but, like, you know, yeah. But anyway, it was doing that. And so Crawl sort of pulled up and then sort of backed off a bit, gave him a bit of room because he was clearly in a bit of a state. Next minute, this guy comes up and kicks Crawl's car, Crawl's wife's car.
Oh, fuck.
Right. And then he goes, right, I'll back up again. Crawl's not backwards coming forwards.
Not generally.
For those people, his nickname was Bulba. Right, he didn't mind putting one on the chin. That's what he used to like to do, right? And anyway, he's backed up again. Give this guy a bit of chance, like, because, you know, just doesn't want to go going crazy in front of this guy. Guy comes forward again, kicks the car again, and then swings his bag around on the
on
the Crawl's wife's windscreen. Right.
Fucking Jesus.
Crawl says, nah. Puts her in park. Out he jumps and says, look, mate, what's going on? You know, bit of to and fro. And this guy was ready to go. Crawl just popped one on the chin. And then, there was a bit more of an altercation. Give him another one. And off he went, right? And that was the end of it. Crawl, you know, goes home, tells the wife about it, and growls at him. Goes off at him. He was in a one-way street. It was outside KFC in Burnie. There's a one-way street there, isn't it?
Right. What the fuck was he meant to do?
Goes off at him, says, now I'm going to get all these calls about all this. He said, Chris, I said, I won't say a name. He said, babe, look, he's not going to cop one in the chin and then go to the cop shop. He's not going to go crazy and kick someone in the car, kick someone's car, then cop one on the chin, then go to the cop shop and tell him about it, right? Don't stress about this, right? He was clearly not in a great way. Crawf, he said, they're only like little jabs. Like, they weren't like big haymakers or anything like that. Just a little douche, you know.
Just a little get out of it.
And then, but goes home, gets in trouble, tells the missus about it, does the right thing, gets in trouble.
Fucking hell, that's harsh.
Yeah. His fault.
Yeah.
Didn't even want to go and do anything, but then had to go and pick a guy from the airport to be a nice guy, saving some money on a taxi.
Yeah.
And then
cops it.
Goes out there and starts having to
Junker.
Sort cunts out. C-bomb.
Yeah, that is a cop in it. That is harsh.
Yeah, no, you told me about that this morning in the gym.
It is very tough to wear that one. Yeah. Fucking Nathan. But we've all been a victim, Nathan. We're all victims. We're all victims.
Constantly.
Here. We should have like a similar to the Me Too movement.
Oh.
Like we should have a movement. We should have a hashtag. What happens to us? It's cruel. I'm a scarred person.
Oh,
I'm a broken man.
And telling you, like, even listeners at home, they would know, I've got a wife, but I don't know if I want to. Write it in.
Send us.
Just write it in. If we don't like it, then we won't read it out, and then no one will know about it, and it won't matter. Just let us know, though.
We feel your pain.
Yeah.
Tough existence.
Yeah.
Right, I'm moving right along to our massive, jam-packed sports section, Nathan.
I don't even know. Here, mate. I think I might have deleted it.
You know where the stinger is. Yeah,
I think I might have deleted it.
I'll bet you.
I have deleted it.
Have you? Right, we'll just see what that one does. What
a fan! That's not it. It's this one, that's why.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap on your boots. It's time for Current's Crappy Sports Section.
I still love it. I still love
it's
it.
It's not bad, is it?
Fucking sense. Gets me up and about.
I had a great deal of fun when I was doing that one.
Imagine. I appreciate it. So just let me finish before you go carrying on with your opinions.
Okay. All right.
Righto. So it's been a massive fortnight for Tasmania. The Devils are born, Nathan. The Tasmanian Devils Football Club.
You know, I didn't even think about this.
In the AFL have been born. As I pointed out last episode, you were incorrect. It had not been fucking announced yet. But
I was right, though, wasn't I?
Well, we all knew that was going on. The Tasman Devils went to the AFL in 2028. There will be a new flash whiz-bang stadium in Hobart. There will be a stadium. Yes. Fuck everyone that says there's not going to be. There will be. And they'll be competitive from the start, is the AFL's thing. Great name and colour scheme. The whole of Tassie and so many expats are behind it. They hope to sell 40,000 foundation memberships by October. They've done 170 fucking thousand in a week. So it's a pretty good start. They're going to be a massive club, mate. We're going to make Collingwood look like fucking Rosebery Toorak, I reckon, by the time we're fucking established.
Mm-hmm.
But massive, mate. The state's wanted it forever. Look, up until 2 or 3 years ago, I was still very sceptical that it was going to happen. I didn't think we had the money. I didn't think we could do it, but... Yeah, what do they say? Dream, believe, achieve. It's fucking happening for Tassie, mate.
We are the team.
We are the team.
We are the team.
Destination club.
Do I get to go now, Crent?
No. Yeah, you go for it.
All right. So, obviously, like, I wanted the Tassie Baroners. Yeah. That was never on the table.
Would have been fair for everyone.
I would have loved the Tassie Mariners, though. That would have been my first choice. I can get behind the Devils, though. I can be. I can obviously get behind the Devils. Like, the Devils have been around since before we were kicking around. So I can absolutely get behind it, and I can support that banner.
It's native to Tassie.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I still don't, and I will always stand by this, do not want the map on the jumper. The map, Krent, is ours. It is. You laugh about this, and I know. But the map is for us in Tasmania. It's reserved for Tasmanians,
right? It is a Tasmanian team.
I don't want any of these Victorians coming over here wearing my map, just like they wouldn't want me, a fucking dirty Tasmanian, coming over there and wearing the V.
It's not the first time it's happened, I need to point out, though. Victorians have represented Tasmania before.
Yeah, I understand this, Krent. I have. And believe me, don't worry about that. I do understand that.
Yep.
But we as a team, as a club now, Tasmania Football Club, need to have a banner that interstate players that do get drafted over here can come and rally behind. They can't come and rally behind our map.
No.
They're not going to play for Tasmania's map.
No.
They want to. But the devil is something.
That's
they can
why the devil
behind,
is the moniker.
And that's completely fine. But just leave the map off it. I don't want your Victorian chest under my map. I don't want it. And I think I'm a very proud Tasmanian, Krent.
Yes,
and I worked interstate for a lot of years, and I had to defend my heritage.
Yeah.
Plenty of times. I've always been the fucking butt of people's jokes with my two fucking heads.
Yeah.
So fuck off, you filthy cunts. Don't come over here and fucking expect to be wearing my fucking map.
Yeah.
It is shit. And I think this is the other thing, Krent. Someone had the opportunity to create history that day. Someone was tasked with the job of creating a jumper. Now, I know they've come out and said it's not going to be our normal jumper and it's our heritage round jumper. It's our foundation jumper, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We all know that's going to be our heritage jumper. Everybody knew that was what it was going to look like.
Yep.
You had the opportunity to make history and you didn't fucking do it.
And have the actual what they're going to wear in home games.
Exactly. You didn't do it. Have it. You should. That was the day to reveal that.
It certainly was. But I guess also they've just thought, we'll take as much time as we can to get it 100%. Would you rather them unveil it there and have a jumper that was 80% good, or take another year and have one that was 100% finished? And
they've
that's
had
what
5 years to do this.
No, we've had about 8 months.
No.
Since they signed off to come in the AFL.
But there has been design after design after design for years.
100%. And they're still fighting around. And some of them fucking look really sharp, actually. Some of the
absolutely. I saw one the other day that I'd never thought of. I wanted the V, right? The V that goes like from there to there.
The chevrons.
Oh, like, it's a bit like the Frio one, except a full one.
One just V, yeah.
And like, I want it yellow with a maroon. I prefer maroon to red, but like, I can get behind it, doesn't matter. The colour's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just the map that bothers me.
Mm.
But I would have been nice to see like the maroon V with the blue with the yellow fill in.
Yeah.
But I saw the other day a green jumper. It's got to be a green jumper, doesn't it? It has to stay green.
I think so.
With what would have been a maroon stripe and a yellow stripe. Just thin stripe straight down over the might have been over the heart. Can't remember whether it was over the heart or chest. But it was the length of the jumper. And look, that looks fucking sharp.
Yeah, some of the more basic ones look good.
Basic is sleek. What we want fucking. We want to make it look like as if we've been in this fucking competition for 150 years. Simple as that. Nah, we don't want to come. Then look, the logo of the devil looks a bit basketball-y. I can get behind it still. That's fine. I can get behind it. I still can. I can. Look, I'm not complaining about it.
Yep.
Someone's obviously worked hard on it, and it does look pretty cool. The website looks great.
I haven't actually fucking looked.
The website, the devil's mouth opens as you get in there, and then it comes into the. It's pretty cool. Go and have a look. But through everything I've said, it doesn't matter. It's time to fucking get behind the team. We have to 100%. Get behind them and support them.
I think we were. It's been shown with the memberships. It's been pretty strong.
Yeah.
Election result was a bit of a fuck, but it's still going to get through. It's still enough. They're going to take power. So.
It is. Yeah. But see, that rant that I had then.
Yep.
I did that rant on a video as soon as I saw that we'd unveiled it. I posted it on our site, right?
Yep.
And then I said, I'm so glad we didn't use the map on the jumper. And then scrolled one place and there was Matthew Richardson holding the jumper and went, oh, fuck. Back we go, delete. Because I hadn't seen the jumper yet. I was just excited about. I didn't realise how excited I would be about having a Tasmanian team.
Yeah, no, everyone just, it really hit home again that like, fuck, this is happening.
Yeah, went, it is. Fucking beauty. I tell you what, St Kilda would want to work fucking hard over the next 3 years and get a premiership, otherwise I'm jumping ship. No, I wouldn't do that.
We're fucking 2-0. We're fucking real good. We're only 8 goals down against North Melbourne on the weekend, so yeah.
He's won.
Six go. We won.
Yeah. Hey, it's a fight back, mate. Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, for a change. Yeah, but nah, it's all happening, which is really special. So I just want to leave you one thought.
Yep.
In heritage rounds, the Adelaide Crows sometimes wear a South Australian state Guernsey.
Do they really?
At times. Only once or twice. It was controversial. Yep. So I can see that there is agreement out there for you because it was controversial. But moving on, Nathan, the Jack Jumpers are on the cusp.
But is that, sorry, that's not South Australia's normal...
Yes.
No, it's not. They don't have the... There's no map, but they're the LOV on the red top, aren't they?
That's what I'm saying, but that's what they wore. Adelaide Crows wore that.
Oh, really?
In a heritage round, yeah. Whoa. And Port weren't happy because I was saying, well, that's ours too.
Exactly, yeah, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
This is what I mean, though. Like,
yeah, that's... Yeah.
Don't do shit like that.
Yeah, so that's where it was a bit
controversial. And Collingwood should fuck up and let Port Adelaide wear their fucking...
Oh, once or twice.
Bars. Fucking get over it.
That's right.
They should be able to wear it at every home game. I don't give a fuck.
I disagree. They come into the conference, signed off and said, yep, we're Port Power, we won't do this, won't do that.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago.
Then when you settled and go, oh, hang on, we wouldn't mind doing this. Like,
it was 20 years ago.
I know, but a binding agreement is a binding agreement.
I understand that, but it wasn't them that fucking signed it. Things can be changed. We've got to be dynamic nowadays.
Still, the license is held by the
So is the same president and the same fucking owner or whatever?
No.
Person that signed that agreement, is he still at the Port Adelaide Football Club? Are you aware or not? I don't know.
Don't know. But doubtful.
Probably a good chance he's fucking not.
Doubtful.
Things change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not when it comes to trademark and ownership and marketing.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that.
It is what it is. Yeah. The Jack Jumpers are on the cusp of history.
We are.
Third year in the competition, second grand final series. Thursday and 2-1 up.
Is it Thursday night?
Thursday night, she goes bang, 7:30.
How was the buzzer beater?
Oh, mate, fuck me. We're playing Melbourne United, Delavadova, Golding, Travers. It's pretty much the haves versus the have-nots. And we're fucking 2-1 up against the fucking boys. So not that our team isn't fucking sensational.
Yeah.
But Jack McVeigh from... He was almost halfway. He was just taken it and just gone fucking...
Big shot.
Bang.
It's the only thing I saw from the game.
Oh, it was fantastic. Sensational.
But how was the bring-in from...
Yeah, I mean, when he done that, I was like, why the fuck is he keeping it alive? But it made sense because, he just kept the good play. Yeah, it was... Yeah. So it was fucking sensational. It was awesome. Jack McVeigh has played like Michael Jordan through this series. I don't know if you follow it very well, but
I don't know who Michael Jordan is.
Never heard of him. Yeah. But it was fucking awesome. It's awesome YouTube footage. Go and have a look. Yeah. For our international listeners that may not have seen it, both of you.
Jack Jumpers, that's a basketball side here in Tasmania, the NBL.
NBL basketball, which is a national league. And we've only had a side for 3 years. This is why this Tassie thing and Jack Jumpers is massive, because we've been spat on and fucking ignored by the country for 100 years.
For 100 years. And
so
here
now
we are.
Finally in.
And but, we are the team.
Yeah, that's right. And if Thursday night, if they can get it done, I reckon Scott Roth will be approached by the AFL fucking team to coach them. He is a sensational man. He's
absolutely.
He's a fucking big unit, but he's fucking awesome.
Mm.
He's a big cat, and he's an emotional cat. He gets very emotional, hardly sleep like emotion. Type operator. Yep. One of my men. I like them blokes. And former Burnie boy also, Mark Radford's assistant coach with the Jack Jumpers.
Ah, yes, he is.
An integral member of the organisation. So
very good footballer for Burnie Footy Club
as certainly
well.
He certainly was, he could do it all. But just one thing, I love Delavadova. I was a big fan of the Cavs. I always liked the Cavs. He played in the championship with LeBron James in 2016.
He played elsewhere other than the Cavs too, though.
He won a championship with the Cavs, and then he went to...
Somewhere.
Yeah, he went to a three, and then ended up back at the Cavs.
Mm.
But... I love the battlers. Deli was a battler. He always worked hard to get whatever he had. I share the no talent thing, so I know what that's like for people to have no fucking talent.
As
but he's starting to give me the fucking shits. He has whinged his way through this whole fucking finals.
Oh, no, why?
Just fucking flops and complains, and he's in the ref's face every 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and he's just
gotta get
really
out of it.
Starting to irritate me.
Get out of it.
You're better than Deli.
We're winning.
That's right. Yeah, well, keep doing it.
But, I don't know. Like, but just concentrate on getting the ball and put it in the fuck. Put it in the hoop, mate.
Put it in
there's
the hoop.
A big round
thing
there.
Put it in that big basket.
Ball fits through it.
Well, don't.
The ball fits through it. Actually, fucking
that's
made
the
for
idea
it.
Of it. Yeah.
Made for it.
So have a crack at it. But, he's giving me the shits a bit. He's got to stop fucking, and he's flopping for fouls, and he's just, that's not what us work hard.
We don't. Tasmanians don't play for fucking freeze. Not real ones anyway.
Australians, yeah.
Ah, well, some of them, some of those. Shit, you never know about some of those.
So we could be, come Thursday night, mate, we could be the kings of Australian sport.
We could be.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Top of the fucking tree.
Yeah.
The state is on fucking fire. And my last little one, for all the shit that the male sports stars cop about shit that they do.
Yeah.
Couple of the AFLW girls.
Oh, yes, I read this today. You are joking.
Being caught with the old Bolivian booger sugar.
Just, absolutely.
Knocking a bit of Westfish about with the girls.
Yep.
And
were they caught in the cocaine room, or was it just caught on them, or what was the
goal? I'm not sure if they were caught with it. I don't know. Rumour has it they were caught with enough coke to keep Robert Downey Jr. high for 12 months.
Wowee. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was a trafficable offence. But
just a two-game fine. Two games. 2-game ban.
Mm. And right now, could you tell me either of their names?
No.
Exactly right.
What about Rioli, though?
Which Rioli?
Was it Willie?
Well, yeah.
He got 2 years? Yeah. 2 years.
No, he didn't get that long, did he? I was backdated, so he got a long time. But
yeah.
Yeah, but he sort of tried to hide at that as well. I think it was the deceit that he got. Yeah.
What was still, actually, what was the story? He had to do a business.
He put Gatorade in it.
And they said, is he pregnant?
It was Gatorade. Didn't think it through, Willie.
Yeah,
Come on, Willie. You're better than that. But yeah, so I just hope they get chastised and cop the same shit that the males do. That's all I say. You want equality? Let's have equality.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
got to start from the
bottom. Every fucking aspect.
And like, I know they complain about, I say they, there's a lot of we as well. People complain about that they don't get paid enough. They don't get paid the same as the men.
Shouldn't.
It's because, okay, I went to a game on the weekend, Collingwood, St Kilda, 69,000 people there.
Yeah.
That's why men get paid that much money.
That's right.
Because if it was the St Kilda and Collingwood female team there, there wouldn't have been 69,000 people there.
That's right. That's 100% right.
And bums in seats will get you paid.
And also...
And snorting cocaine won't.
No. And the feminist view is what frustrates me. So just say there were 69,000 people there, as you said.
Yep.
Probably fair to say probably... You'd probably say 25,000 of them were female.
Yep.
They don't get 25,000 people at AFLW games.
No, they're not.
So it's not just us men that are saying, fuck, I'm not going.
It is not.
A lack of interest.
Exactly.
And don't get me wrong, it's a great thing. It'll get there. It'll build.
And it will.
Our cricketers
it will.
Look at our Australian cricket team. I could sit there and watch our women play cricket, fucking no worries. As much as I probably prefer to watch them than the men, to be honest. They suck fucking less.
Large call.
And they suck less. Okay, personality-wise, they are fucking better people, in my opinion. And yeah, they've got there. They are playing at a level that is professional level of sport.
Yes.
So they deserve what they get. But the AFL, it's just got a long way to go. That's the fact of the matter, it's got a long way to go.
It does.
It's early stage.
How long ago did AFL Women start?
The proper league, be 6 years.
6 years maybe?
Probably 6 years.
How much money do you reckon AFL players, AFL men AFL players, in their 60th year of AFL at the start?
The start of the game being formed.
150 years ago, whatever it was.
Yep.
How much do you reckon they were getting paid?
Nothing.
Exactly. How much do you reckon they were getting paid after the first 30 years? Fuck all, Grant. Fucking a lot less than what these women are getting paid after fucking 6 years.
Yeah, I know. It's a different...
It's literally a different game.
Yeah.
Because it's higher turnover, lower scoring.
Mm.
It's like, I'm not saying it's crap. I'm not saying
not at all.
And the skills aren't as good. They're not.
No, that's...
Simple as that. But there's no high-flying marks. There's no massive hard hits. And I'm sure...
Some teams kick one goal, don't score at all.
That's right. That has to change.
Yeah.
That all has to change before people will bother going and watch it.
That's right.
Women's tennis!
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
No worries. Yeah.
Serena Williams puts bums. It's arguably the best tennis player ever to play.
Absolute boss. Yeah.
Puts bums in seats.
Built like
gets paid more than most men.
Because she's good.
Because she's good. And wins fucking tournaments. That's how it works. Mm. So get better and don't fucking complain about it.
And it's just, they just probably were too desperate to get to 18 team comp because the depth just isn't there. The top players are pretty good.
Yeah.
Aaron Phillips was a gun.
Absolutely.
But they just fucking dropped off quickly after
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey made serious fucking coin.
I think she might have been the highest paid MMA fighter.
Holes in people.
Yes. Was she the highest paid MMA fighter in the world?
I'm not sure, but
world?
She main evented several.
Absolutely, events, mate.
So, yeah.
Do you know why? Because she's really fucking good.
Yeah, and she would beat the fuck out of most people.
And she does not complain about not getting paid and goes and actually is quite forward about it. If you want to get paid, get fucking better.
Be good.
Simple as that. That is the fucking general consensus.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're bad, but hey.
Get better.
There's under 15s men that get game in those sides.
That's
and they don't get paid for football. They don't get paid to play football. They might get a few matches here in the local league at North Tasmania.
Ooh.
But,
a bit of cash flow there. A few beasts getting killed and dropped off.
Flick him a job over here. You know what I mean? Get him an apprenticeship. That's about
put that young fella on. Yeah,
so, get better. And look, love that the fact that women are getting a crack. Hate the fact that blokes are cutting their cocks off and fucking getting a crack at women's sport. Hate it.
Not a fan of that.
It's
shit in its sport in its sport in its most basic sense. You could probably say is athletics.
Yes,
that's my view.
Yes,
and it is really hard to see an athletics race. And I watched a thing on a while back. I think we spoke about it at one point. These girls getting beaten in a 100-meter sprint by someone who is genetically male.
Exactly. And
they physically cannot compete.
It is fucked.
Like, it is...
And this is political as fuck, and I hate
getting
into this
shit. Yeah, I don't know why
shit.
We got ended up here. Yeah, but it's just hard to... Look, I feel for, I would hate to go through that. It's obviously a hard time for anyone to, you know, transition and have them thought and whatever they've been through. I've got no doubt. I'm not criticising them.
No.
But you can't put someone who is genetically male in a vent that is purely physical.
Exactly.
And expect fairness.
Like I agree. Yeah. I agree. Have an open category.
Yeah, that's right.
Where everyone can compete in it.
Everyone can. Yeah, that's right. Make it fucking down the line and yeah. But that's, yeah, we're getting nowhere. But
yeah, let's look. We're running on treadmills here. There's much smarter people arguing these points than us, Grant.
I've never walked into a room and not thought I was the smartest person in it.
Neither have I. Well, I've never walked into a room and been not the loudest person in it.
Yeah, that's probably what you're going for. what up, mate? Good to see you.
Are you done?
Get on the JJs. Load up.
Get on the JJs and
it's
sign up to the Tassie footy team as well.
Yeah.
We are the team. This is history creating.
We are a state team. We're wearing a state jumper. Get on us.
Fucking oath. You know I don't like that, Crint.
I'm aware.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that. You've pissed me off right at the end there, mate.
We're finished. Last episode.
That's not the one, Crint. I do that every fucking time. It's the same colour. I'm going to turn that one off.
Oh, right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Righto. That brings us to the end of episode 22. A little bit of controversy there at the end.
Controversy.
But don't forget to go and follow us at The Baron Files Podcast, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Fucking send us an email if you want to. Crent, you still reading the emails?
Yep.
Okay, it's Baron Files. The Baron Files.
No. It's Baron Files.
It's Baron Files at outlook.com.au. Righto.